Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Hey, listen, let's talk about San Francisco here a little bit. Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. Interesting splits the last two games here for Deebo Samuel. It's almost been, you know, you throw CMC into the mix, and Brandon Ayuk has certainly elevated his game just a little bit as well. But Deebo Samuel has taken a little bit of a backseat. Matt, I think we definitely hit on this in the preseason, that this is an offense that could not sustain, in my opinion, top 15, two top 20 wide receivers. And I think we're kind of sort of trending that way, aren't we?
We're definitely trending that way. This is a stat I saw from Jacob Gibbs, who does great work. In 433 routes run simultaneously over the past calendar year. So yes, thinking back to last year, that's post Brandon Ayuk doghouse. 95 targets for Brandon Ayuk, 91 for Deebo Samuel. Air yards, 864 for Brandon Ayuk, 570 for Deebo Samuel. Receiving yards, receiving production, 68 catches, 997, 4 touchdowns for Brandon Ayuk, 56 catches, 851 yards, 3 touchdowns for Deebo Samuel in that same span. So a couple different thoughts here. One, okay, every national media member, all of you knuckleheads out there, when you list off the 49ers, like, players and all of, like, oh man, look at all of these great players that San Francisco has. You know, they have Deebo Samuel, they have Christian McCaffrey, now they have George Kittle. Like, some of them don't even mention Brandon Ayuk, but almost everybody, almost everybody lists him fourth. Again, if he even gets a freaking mention there, you all should be embarrassed because you're not paying attention and you're not watching the games. I mean, George Kittle, like, George Kittle's the biggest afterthought in this offense right now.
100%.
Since week five, Brandon Ayuk, and I know he's been the healthiest of these guys all year. So, like, obviously we need to say that too. Kittle missed time with injuries. Deebo missed time with injuries. But just since week five, 388 yards for Brandon Ayuk, 288, George Kittle, second place, 100 more yards for Brandon Ayuk, 165 receiving yards in that span for Deebo Samuel. And again, I know he dealt with an injury, but dude, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, Brandon Ayuk is not a hot take to say that Ayuk is the best wide receiver on this team. And that's not a shot at Deebo Samuel, because Deebo Samuel freaking rocks. But, like, Brandon Ayuk is just that he's just that good right now. And I mean, even from, like, a fantasy angle, I think I'm, like, rest of season rankings, I'm gonna probably go in on the site and, like, move Ayuk up to the same tier with Deebo at the very least, because okay, I think these guys are just pretty equal in terms of talents right now. If and Ayuk, honestly, I mean, they do it differently, right? Like, I actually just talked to Deebo yesterday, and, like, you know, he pointed out that, like, all Ayuk really needed was opportunities. That was it. Like, and he's getting those opportunities right now.
Brandon Ayuk versus Deebo Samuel since week 7. And again, they've been on the field two times in that span. And again, I bring up week 7 because this is when the CMC trade goes down, right? So Brandon Ayuk, 18 targets versus Deebo Samuel's 13 targets in the two games that they have played in that span. 166 yards receiving for Brandon Ayuk, just 66 yards for Deebo Samuel. He's just been so much more productive. Higher catch rate, obviously, 72% catch rate for Ayuk, 54% for Deebo Samuel. But you add a guy like Christian McCaffrey into the mix, and boy, it just kind of sort of gums everything up for all these other players, except for Brandon Ayuk, who has seen pretty consistent target share all throughout, you know, this this new era with CMC in a Niners uniform. You talk about George Kittle. Good God. Look, I mean, it's just so he's always been a very up and down player, but it just seems it's just even more highlighted now because CMC is in the mix and getting those targets. And this is not like one of these like 50 pass attempt teams. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if no, they yeah.
If they get 35 out there, you're feeling pretty good, you know? So it's got to come from somewhere. And the volatility right now has come from Kittle and Debo and CMC a bit as well. But you're right, Brandon Ayuk's been pretty good.
I believe he has 80 plus yards in four, at least 80 yards in four straight games. It might be five straight games. I can't remember for Brandon Ayuk. I mean, he's been, like you said, the most steady part here. And like, talk about George Kittle's volatility. It's not even really his fault. He's just so good as a blocker, right? Like, this right. is what we talked about forever. And I just think, like, when you look at him, you know, George Kittle's 29 years old. Like, he's the guy that I think is the oldest of this group. You know, he's certainly just, like, Ayuk is ascending still. Debo, I think, is maybe not still ascending, but he's, like, he's established in his prime. Kittle's yeah. like on, you know, maybe the other side of that. He plays really physically. He does suffer injuries, but he's just so freaking good as a blocker. This team runs ball so much. And I mean, this is why we were all kind of captivated by Trey Lance. It's like, oh, can he come in here and change the complexion and the way this offense operates? That we still don't know. We may never know. But yeah. what has been clear this year is that, and this was my theory on this when they traded for CMC, was that the guy who was going to suffer the least was Brandon Ayuk, because he plays a different brand of football than Debo Samuel, who, you know, some of these like design creative touches, like check down type stuff, like that's gonna go to McCaffrey now. It's not gonna go to Debo. Debo still is like, he's a great dig route runner, he's great against zone coverage, stuff like that, but it just, Ayuk is more of a downfield outside the numbers dominator, and man, he's just been awesome this year, and I think people are still sleeping on that.
You know, it's interesting too, right, when they brought back, activated Elijah Mitchell off of IR, they only played him about 30-ish percent of the snaps, right? But like, it seemed like every single time he was on the field, he was getting the ball, right? Yeah. He got a ton of carries for not playing that many snaps, which kind of, I think, gives you a sneak peek into the mind of Kyle Shanahan of, okay, Elijah Mitchell knows my system. I know I can run certain plays with him, and we're just going to give him the ball, and he'll keep us in positive down and distance. Because that phrase right there, positive down and distance, that to me is like, you talk about like what they want to get done, San Francisco, that is it. They know they can't get into third and long. Like, no, that's yeah. absolute nightmare fuel for Kyle Shanahan, knowing what he's got at quarterback, right? So
and
down and distance.
Line too.
And offensive line. So down and distance for them is hugely important. They have a lot of options there in San
loaded.
Francisco.
Loaded.
But good luck trying to figure out who's going to have a huge day.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Pretty much impossible.
Very impossible. But for real football, like for the 49ers, it's a good problem to have, man. Because like they have somebody who can absolutely destroy you on any given play.
Dude, if Tom Brady doesn't make a move to come to the Niners next year, I would be absolutely stunned. Like,
What about Aaron Rodgers? What about, I mean, well, they have no draft picks to go trade
for.
They
got
him,
no.
But, yeah.
And also the contract makes it impossible. I think Tom Brady can get out of his, right? If I'm not mistaken.
He's a free agent. I think he's a free agent. Like, yeah, he just doesn't have a deal for next year.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think you're right. So, like him signing with San Francisco, I feel like, geez, like let's, I'm, you know, and again, what, he doesn't have to go to retirement now. Right? Like, no. He doesn't have a wife. Nope. He doesn't have a wife that he needs to appease at home. No, that's not working. So that's all good.
Nope.
Let's just play football, baby.
Play till you're dead, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
So, there you go. All right, man. Hey, listen, I've got to get running here. It's, you know, I've got some other obligations that I got to get to. So we're going to cut this podcast a little bit short today. So I do apologize to the listeners out there, but if you guys would do us a solid and subscribe and rate to the podcast, that would be great. If you don't want to listen to the whole podcast, that's cool. The clips of the show can be found on Matt Harmon's YouTube page as well. So go subscribe there. All right, for Matt Harmon, I am James Coe. We'll catch you in a bit. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.